Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know that Danny on Beacon Hill is. Danny, are you there?
What's up?
What's up, Danny? Steve, I want you to get out of here now so we can start this game.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Danny has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What is the only type of meat that pescatarians eat?
Fish.
Correct. Every year on May 8th, where are people encouraged to have intercourse?
Beach?
No.
Room?
No.
Bathroom?
No. Arthur Curry is the street name for what superhero?
What street?
Arthur Curry is the street name for what superhero?
Superman.
No.
Batman.
No.
Aquaman.
Yes. What is the most common language spoken in Switzerland?
Swiss?
No.
Czechoslovakian?
No.
Swedish?
No. What artist did Taylor Hawkins drum for before joining the Foo Fighters?
Pass.
What area of the body is most commonly affected by gout?
Toe. Big
yes.
Toe.
What city was the capital of the United States before Washington, D.C.?
Somewhere in Delaware. Bad.
You got 3 correct, Danny.
No.
1, 2, 3 for me.
All right.
Here comes Mr. Migs.
There he is.
Steve, welcome back.
Thank you.
Are you feeling ready, sir?
Oh, yeah.
What is the only type of meat that pescatarians eat?
Fish.
Correct. Every year on May 8th, where are people encouraged to have intercourse?
Their mom's house?
No.
I don't know. It's close to Mother's Day. In a car?
No.
At work?
No.
Arthur
Curry is the street name for what superhero?
I like how you call it the street name. Like he's rocking the streets doing graffiti. It's Aquaman.
Yes, it is. What was the most common language spoken in Switzerland?
English?
No.
Deutsch?
No.
Switzen?
No. What artist did Taylor Hawkins drum for before joining Foo Fighters?
Alanis Morissette?
Correct. What area of the body is most commonly affected by gout?
The legs?
No.
The calves?
No.
The eyes?
No. What city was the capital of
the feet?
Yes. What city was the capital of the U.S. before Washington, D.C.?
I'm going to say New York.
No.
Maryland?
No.
New Hampshire. No. My brain's not working.
What baseball team signed Michael Jordan in 1994?
The Chicago White Sox.
That's correct, Steve. You got four correct, but that was a win.
I'll take
four
it.
4-3 Sorry, Danny.
Dude, I would totally would have had that last one if I had time. Yeah, it would have been...
Next time, my friend.
You gotta be quicker.
Sing it, Tina. Are you telling me that you don't know, hooray, hooray, the 8th of May, it's National Outdoor Intercourse Day?
No, this is the first I've ever heard of this.
Are you kidding me? Danny, everybody's supposed to have outdoor sex today.
Okay. Oh, today's the day.
Today's the day.
Today's May 8th. Okay,
boy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The most common language.
I'll make sure to do that.
The most common language spoken in Switzerland is German.
Okay.
And yeah, the foot or the big toe, I would have accepted either one of those for gout. And then the city that was the capital of the United States before D.C., Philadelphia.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But you still won, Steve.
Thank you.
We have a Rock Shop exclusive. It is the I Beat Me. I Beat,
beat
Migs.
Well, today's the day. We have to go outside if you're going to do that to me.
The I Beat Migs shirt is available in the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Daily Migs Show.
Today is a very hard day on the radio, a hard day. Existing right now, considering we learned the terrible news that our radio brother, wrestling brother, Kevin Deers is no longer with us. And
host of Loud Local, Metal Shop. And I mean, if you've ever been to a local show or a show, a metal show or any kind of show, chances are you ran into Kevin at the show.
He went to everything and he was such a champion for all the local bands in our area and a really dear friend to all of us that worked here or have worked here.
I've made many wrestling trips with the guy and have more that I've been going back and forth with some of our buddies about. I remember that time we had to drag him out of this place because he was just such a wrestling nerd that he refused to leave certain wrestling events even though it was 3 a.m.
So much passion.
Yes.
And we have our friend Steve the Thrill Hill from the men's room joining us this morning. Thrill.
Good morning.
Hey, brother.
Hey, man. For lack of a better way to bring in the morning. Yeah, I got the news last night, believe it or not. Ted called me. And I won't lie, I didn't get his call for like 2 hours because I was nerding out and binging on Andor.
Okay.
About, swear to God, then at like midnight, I pulled out my phone and just said, hey, man, give me a call, please. So I knew it wasn't anything good. And I was right. It was not. So that's around midnight last night. And then it was hard to reach out to anyone else because everyone else is asleep.
Right.
You know, Castle, BD, and a couple other guys. And so I woke up to it all again this morning on my phone, like, hey, if you haven't heard. And I'm like, well, I get to hear it again. Yay.
I know, if you open up, I know you're not much, I know for the best reasons, you're not active on social media and you don't have your Facebook. You open up Facebook and it's just like every post I have from people I know and people I don't know, everyone has an emotional and a personal connection with Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks because, you know, you don't want to relive, you know, everyone's feelings about it because we're all kind of in the same place and it's not good, it's not positive, but the flip side of that is, it's also kind of beautiful to see how many people, you know, come out of the woodwork and have something legitimate to say about what happened.
Dude, it's insane. We talked to Darren. I don't know if you know Darren. He's in a band called Greyhawk. He was the guy that unfortunately got shot. He was fighting off an active shooter at a concert that happened in Idaho when his band was playing. And Darren shared the story, and I didn't know this. And we talked to him this morning about how after all that went down, because he's friends with Kevin as well, Kevin waited at a point to go visit him every day. They watched like wrestling DVDs. He would bring him groceries, bring him lunch, because he knew that he was stuck in bed and he couldn't get anywhere because he was nursing a gunshot wound, saving people's lives. And Kevin was like, I got to make sure that this guy isn't left to his own, you know, thoughts and has somebody to be around. And I was like, man, that's just a testament to what kind of a dude he was.
It really was, you know. And, you know, times have changed, so metal doesn't get the bad rap that it used to, but, you know, for a lot of people, he was the guy that hosted the metal show, you know, and the truth of who he was so much deeper than that, and he hit it on the head. He was a guy that just cared about everybody all the time. I mean, this guy would come in, and he would ask to take pictures, you know, with the men's room. Like, what, dude, we work with you. We're friends. You don't need pictures. But he had his phone out, man. He's snapping pictures anyway. You know, it's that kind of stuff, just this youthful joy all the time, you know, and then to hear the news that we got, you know, what you perceive as youthful joy, there's something else going on.
Yeah.
You know, underneath, and you just don't know. And it's heartbreaking, man. It really, really is.
You bring up the youthful joy. I was telling these guys off the air the story. One time we went to a wrestling event. I think this one might have been in New Orleans. And Kevin, you think I'm a wrestling nerd. He took it to a whole other level. Like, he made me look like a casual. And he was like, hey, man, I want to go to this. It was called Joey Janela Spring Break. It was a wrestling event that would happen at like 11 p.m. And it went all night long. And I'm like, man, it's already been a long day of wrestling. My buddy who I met through Kevin, this guy Sean, we're both like, I don't know if we want to sit through this. And so we went because he really wanted to go. 11 p.m. We're there. It's around like 1 in the morning. And Sean and I are like, dude, I'm done. And like Sean had a few drinks. I wasn't drinking because I was driving. And even though Kevin didn't drink, he wasn't a very good driver. So I didn't feel very comfortable having him drive. So I stayed sober. But I'm like, bro, I'm tired. And like you said, youthful joy. He's like, I don't want to leave yet. The show's not over. I'm like, this show's probably going to go for like another hour, maybe even 2 hours. Like, we're out. And he had this look of like a sad puppy as we're leaving because Sean and I are like, look, we'll pay for your Uber. We're leaving. And as we're walking out, we just step foot out of the building. All of a sudden, you hear him yelling at us. He's like, you know, I should probably go to it. The next morning, we find out there was like a surprise wrestler. And he was so mad at us. He's like, dude, we missed it because you guys didn't want to stick around. I'm like, dude, it was almost 2 a.m. What do you want from us?
Well, he's not wrong. It was your fault. I mean, he was just pointing out a truth.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, Kevin was very passionate about music, very passionate about wrestling. You want to know something else he was very passionate about, though? In-N-Out Burger. And he
for
and
real?
In-N-Out Burger. So he and I both ended up in Vegas the same weekend, but for two different reasons. And for weeks leading up to our respective Vegas trips, we were planning a visit to In-N-Out Burger. Like, at some point during the weekend of 3 days that we're, you know, doing different things in Vegas, we're going to link up and we're going to go to In-N-Out Burger. And we did. And it was so fantastic. And these come from, you know, this is two kids that grew up on Dick's Burgers. But sometimes, you know, you gotta strike when you got an In-N-Out Burger down the street. And I'll always just treasure the fact that he and I both were on a mission to get that In-N-Out Burger.
It seems like that's the thing we do in Vegas. Yeah. You know, it's not about going to the casinos or clubs and say, oh, man, we got to hit In-N-Out. Like, this is the single most important mission that we have while we're there. It is, man, it's really sad. I just, you know, for anyone that's in a band, right? Meg, you played in bands forever. I played in bands forever. So even the idea of getting played on the radio is such a ridiculous concept to me, basically me saying that never happened for us. But
right.
To be in a band in a city and have a guy... And it's not that he just played you on the radio, but he'd bring your ass in for interviews, and he would be a champion of your band, man. And that's just not something that happens a lot anywhere in this country. You know, he's one of the few guys that really dug in to try to do something legitimate for the local scene. And that's something that I think that a lot of bands are really going to miss, or maybe they miss the opportunity, but it's really going to get home. And the guy was so genuine about it. He did not do it for him. He did not do it because he wanted his name on the radio. He did it because he had the opportunity to kind of use radio for what it's supposed to be, you know, introduce new things to people. And he always, always respected and loved the power or the potential of the power of what we had to do in the airwaves. And that's something I always, always loved about him, man.
Well,
always geeked up about radio.
Pretty much any local show that you went to or even metal show, if you were with Kevin, like, he was the celebrity in the room. Like, Every band knew him. Every person was walking up to him, dapping him up, saying what's up. I mean, he was so fun to go to a show with. He always knew everybody that was working there. He always knew the best spots to, you know, check something out side stage or whatever. I mean, he was the ideal concert mate for any show.
Yeah, he really was. That is no joke. To anyone listening, that is no joke. The only thing Kevin lacked were sleeves. That was it.
One of my, you guys talk about how, like, he gets so nerdy about the wrestling stuff, too, where I remember that same WrestleMania trip, we're like, dude, we need a break from wrestling. Like, that's how we were all, like, can we just, like, go somewhere in New Orleans and get, like, a lunch? Or it was this one in Texas. We're like, can we just go somewhere in Texas, get some good food, and not have to worry about any wrestling? He's like, yeah, I got the perfect spot for lunch. It's Terry Funk's backyard barbecue wrestling extravaganza. And I'm like, what do we do? Like, what part of can we get a break from wrestling did you forget?
My ears all of it.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Well, Thrill, we love you so much, man, and thanks for jumping on with us this morning. Heavy hearts, you know, very difficult day, but, you know, we're laughing with some of these fabulous memories that we have of Kevin, and those are going to carry us through as we try to process such a great loss.
Yeah, that's what we got to do, man. That's what we got to do.
I much love, my friend, and we'll talk to you, and we'll see you later.
All right, man. I'll see you in a bit.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, do you think you are a massive music fan? Could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of its hook? If so, call now, 206-803-ROCK. We're going to hook you up with tickets to see Cypress Hill if you can make this happen. We will play the game Hook or Shook at 9:20.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week we are playing for tickets to Cypress Hill at Merrymore Park on August 31st. Say hello to Rob in Port Orchard, who is our worthy contestant this morning. What's up, Rob?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, we're
going
to spin this wheel, and we're going to find out who you're playing with. Is it going to be me or Migs?
All right. The wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Right now it's on me, but I don't think it's going to stay on my name for very long because, Rob, you're working with Taryn Daly.
T-Dog again. Let's go.
Oh, baby, yeah. Okay.
Win those tickets.
Rob, here is your clip.
Here come the rooster. Oh, Rooster, Alice in Chains.
Here come the rooster. Yeah.
Well done, Rob.
Like how we're all air drumming or air guitaring different instruments when that all kicked in.
Every time.
Yeah.
All right, Rob has done his part. He made it look very easy. So, Danny, hit me with my clip. Oh, that would be Show Me How to Live from Audioslave.
Yeah.
There's something about a Rage Against the Machine rhythm section. It just really gets me excited.
Brad and Tim are, I would say they're underrated because I think most people know they're an incredible rhythm section, but I don't think they get the respect that they should get. I mean, everyone talks about Tom Morello. Yes. Innovative, creative, really a cool guitarist. I love watching him play, and some of his solos are so damn memorable. Of course, Chris Cornell.
Yes.
Or Zach De La Rocca, depending on who's fronting him. You can't deny that, but Brad and Tim locked it down.
So did Rob and Taryn. Rob, you're going to go see Cypress Hill at Merrymore Park, my friend.
All right. 2-0 with T-Dog.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we've talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, call in now, 206-803-ROCK. And if you have a favorite memory with our friend Kevin Deers, we would absolutely love to hear it. 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Audioslave. Throughout the morning, we have received texts and calls from you, and right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Justin Hayward at the Pantages Theater on May 13th. If you'd like to chat with us about our friend Kevin Deers, who we've been paying tribute to this morning, just an absolutely tough way to wake up for so many people, learning that Kevin is no longer with us, please do give a call and tell us your memories of Kevin. 206-803-ROCK. Wyatt Olney, the Wyatt Olney of Wyatt Olney and the Wreckage. Good morning.
Now, hey, how are you guys doing?
It's been
I know that's the silliest question to ask anybody right now is like, oh, how you doing? Because it's not. I don't think there's any possible way to be good right now.
No, you're like, okay, we can power through this. And then you're like, oh, crap, we're doing you realize, oh, you're trying to do a show to entertain people. But also on the same time, like, I'm struggling. Like, I told those guys, like, my head and my heart was hurting so much earlier. I almost, like, just dropped. Like, you're trying to get through this and trying to, you know, find some levity in such an awful, awful, crappy time.
Oh, absolutely, man. And, you know, Kevin has been part of this beautiful family of ours for such a long time. It's interesting because it's still so fresh that I'm saying like Kevin is instead of Kevin was,
right?
And everything.
And you were doing a lot of stuff with him with Loud and Local, helping host the show with him as well.
Yeah. The last couple of months, he and I have been doing it together. When he was feeling up for it, and you know, Kevin and I have been extra close the last couple months while he was going through a lot. So yeah. I'm really grateful for that time that I had. And, you know, all Kevin talked about was how much he loved you guys and KISW and how much he loved the local music scene. And, you know, it's just so much passion and so much joy. You know, he could have been having the worst day ever, and then we'd go up and do Loud and Local, and the moment he's talking about bands that he loves and believes in, instant just joy and smiles.
I love that. So, you know, he was known for being a metal guy, but it wasn't like with Loud Local especially, like, it wasn't like he just skewed towards the metal local bands. Like, he had a lot of love for the poppier bands and like the weird, quirky, like atmospheric sounding bands and the folky bands. Like, it was never, that's what I always appreciated about Kevin, was that he didn't just let the brand of being the metal shop guy be what defined him. Like, he just liked things that he liked, and you could feel it and you can hear it in his voice.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, he just was really, he was really passionate about bands that worked hard or bands that he heard about being really good people, mm-hmm. which I always loved. You know, it was,
we were shocking why he worked so much with your band.
Yeah, I know, right? The worst guys.
Yeah, absolutely worst.
And it was just... all of those memories now, because I know that the morning show this morning has been full of just hundreds of beautiful Kevin memories, and all of those feel like a gift now. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm very lucky that I got to have such a cool best friend for as long as I did.
Well, Wyatt, we appreciate you calling and chatting with us this morning, and thank you for being a good friend to him, especially these last couple months. I know how much you were there for him, and we love you, brother.
Oh, I love you guys, too. If there's anything at all you guys need, I'm right here, okay?
All right, you hang in there. We love you.
Yeah, love you right back.
So one of the bands that Kevin turned me onto is a band called the Black Tones.
Love that band.
And we've got Eva Walker on the phone right now. Eva, good morning.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, Eva.
Oh, man. For the morning. Eva, I was going to send you a message this morning, and I said, wait, they're taking calls? I'm going to just call them.
I appreciate you calling, because I know like he had so much love for your band and would preach the good word about the Black Tones. And you know, we all love you guys, and I know that you had a close relationship with him, not only with the radio stuff, but also in the print world too, with The Stranger.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, the person who was just saying like he didn't just like metal, he liked everything. I actually didn't think we were a band he was going to like. So when he did start championing our music, I was like, wait, what? This is incredible. I did the early show on KEXP, and actually right after my show, I got a message from my manager with the news, and my heart just fell to hell. And when I started on KEXP, I was actually on the local music show, Audio Oasis. And Kevin Deers, along with Stephen Graham of 107, they just welcomed me with open arms. We were like, we're the local music club, you know? And it wasn't like we're in competition. It was, we share this together. Yeah. We're going to share all this music together. But Kevin became a really close friend of mine and actually was at my baby shower. And one of my favorite things, she's grown out of it, but I'm keeping it forever. He gifted her a NWO onesie.
Yeah.
That's right. You're a fellow wrestling fan as well. I love that he did that.
Yeah. So just all the love to you guys, to everyone that loved Kevin. I'm never going to forget him and just his belief in me and supporting me as someone who got, you know, who was new to radio 5-6 years ago. And thank you guys for, you know, supporting him and his love of music and curation. I love you guys.
I love you.
I love you, Kevin.
Thank you, Eva. We appreciate the words this morning. I know that Kevin absolutely adored you, and we're so glad that you were able to spend some time with us today.
Yeah, much love.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Jamie from Seattle, we're paying tribute to our wonderful friend Kevin Deers, who left the planet way too soon. Jamie, what are your memories of Kevin that you'd like to share this morning?
My band, I've known Kevin, you know, 20 plus years. We were in the scene and did a lot of stuff with KEXP and him and Ian back in the day. And then we got to play a show with Sanctuary, and they invited us and Oral up there, the guys from Sanctuary up there to do a radio spot.
Uh-huh.
And I came up, and there's still a picture on your guys' thing. I get pictures or texts from time to time about that picture of me, Kevin, Oral, and my brother at the studio. But we went down there and I took a bunch of weed cookies, and Oral and I got just obliterated on him, and he just kept dropping the F-bomb on the line, and Kevin, I mean, it was just hilarious that we were going through that, and it was just a fun there. I have tons of memories. That's the one that just sticks out the most. It was awesome.
That's fantastic. Yeah, never a good idea to eat weed cookies before you go on the radio. I learned that lesson in my past.
Jamie, I'm pretty sure, I think that the dump button here probably got used on Metal Shop more than any other show that was ever on the radio.
Oh, I mean, yeah, he just get F-bomb after F-bomb, and it was just hilarious. I mean, just, everybody just, it was just hilarious. It just couldn't stop.
Well, I remember one of my favorite story, I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but like Kevin remember telling me about like when Jason Newsted from Metallica days, and like he came to town and he got to join it, but Jason ended up at like a vodka tasting party with all of us, and then went to do Metal Shop, and I guess progressively got more and more drunk, and Kevin was telling me a story about how like he was reading Brutal Poetry, which was a segment on their show.
I loved that.
And he said there was a moment where like they needed to get him off the air, and he's like, how do I tell the bassist of one of my all-time favorite bands, a true icon, a guy I look up to, that, hey, man, we're done having you on the show.
Oh, this is the end, man. I'm sorry.
I got to imagine that happens a lot. Crazy things happen after midnight.
That's
especially
so
on the
true.
Radio. Yeah. We love you, Kevin.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have White Smoke coming out of the Sistine Chapel today, May 8th.
People are going crazy in the streets.
Dude, Danny just pulled up a video of what's going on. We've got a new pope and people are going nuts.
We have one of the correspondents from ABC News talking about it like just a couple of seconds ago.
It's truly, truly extraordinary, David. Everyone just rushed towards the big screens because they're out here on the square so people can get a proper look. As soon as the image came up there, we heard a big cheer. Everyone rushing forward with their phones to try to get a look. You can see all around us, we've got the windows opened on the buildings around St. Peter's Square, people flocking to take photographs. They're desperate to know who's going to be Pope. We did not imagine it was going to be this quick. This is fast.
How crazy is that?
One of the shortest conclaves in modern history.
You know who it is?
Who?
Shadur Sanders. Congratulations. Oh, he was the top pick, finally.
That reminds me, did you guys ever watch the movie Euro Trip?
Yeah.
And then, like, they go to the Vatican because they're looking for the girl, and then they end up getting there, and hilarious happens. But then they're like, this is the shortest one ever. Smoke never happens this fast. But it's really because they're burning the Pope out by accident. And he, like, walks out, and there's millions of people, and it's Scotty doesn't know. And he's just all standing out there like, hey.
And then this part happened.
What the hell?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Well, happy new Pope Day.
The Daily Mix Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix Download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And it's Ryan Castle joining us in the studio, rocking a helmet t-shirt gifted to you by Kevin Deers.
It was a surprise on my birthday. We saw a helmet together at Numo's, and he just walked up to me. He's like, here's a shirt. Because he's that kind of guy.
And shout out to Kevin. May rest in peace. Yeah. Speaking of t-shirts, one time he was like, I'm going to see Biohazard. I think it was an aftershock. He's like, I'll get you a t-shirt. I'm like, dude, hell yeah. Just let me know what to Venmo you. And then he sent me a text. He's like, all the shirt designs are ass and it's way too much money. And I'm like, you know what? Thank you for not just buying it for the sake of buying it.
That's good looking out. That's a
Steve,
true friend.
I got you this ugly jersey and it's $600. Venmo me.
That means he's like, the shirts are like $60. And he's like, I know you well enough to know you wouldn't have liked any of these shirts. I'm like, well, I would have paid you if you did get it, but thank you for saving me $60. Yeah,
good looking out.
Hey, Maren, speaking of Kev, Kev was always compared to Kyle Seager.
Dude, they were like twinning. I've never seen them in the same room. I'll just say that.
And well, the Mariners, speaking of the Mariners, what a come from behind when they were down like 5-0, ended up winning the game 6-5, which is now their 9th straight series win. This team is red hot. And it's nice to see Julio Rodriguez hit again. So that's been nice to see that. Yeah. And also J.P. Crawford, 15-game hitting streak. The Mariners, it's a fun time to be a fan.
Did I see something? This is like our best start since 2003 or something like that?
Yes.
Hell yeah. The Utah Hockey
Club. It's our year. Sorry, go ahead.
The Utah Hockey Club now has an official name, the Utah Mammoth. They just unveiled the new identity for their NHL franchise
this
after
so
13
weird.
Months of waiting.
They start a franchise, they couldn't come up with a name, so they go with the Utah Hockey Club, and then after 1 year, they're like, okay, now we have a name. Now we're going to do
that. But you know what? The mascot or the logo is pretty cool.
And I don't mind the name.
I think it's neat.
I would have rather the Yeti.
Yeti.
So people were
cool.
hoping for the Utah Yeti. Look,
I think there's a lot of fossils in Utah, so that makes it makes a whole lot more sense than the Jazz.
It would have been great if they like grouped on the Jazz and went with the Utah Rhythm and Blues.
Right, or something like that.
Or the Utah Death Metal.
Yeah.
Hey, Bumbershoot.
When I think Salt Lake City, I think Jazz.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, Bumbershoot just announced they're returning Labor Day weekend, and they do pro wrestling there. I'll be there for one of the days. That'll be a lot of fun, but also lots of great music, including Weezer. They're going to be doing the Blue Record.
Yes.
So that's pretty awesome.
Totally.
Also, very excited that the Murder City Devils would be a part of it, and then a bunch of bands I never heard of.
I'm sure they're all great, though, in their own special way.
You know what? You're absolutely right. Somebody 100%. Loves them.
You know what? I knew three, maybe four bands on the lineup this year, and that's pretty good.
Yeah, I was like, I know Weezer. Oh, wait, Murder City Devils. Pretty Girls Make Graves, and that's it.
What do you got? I haven't looked yet, so I'm just learning about it.
Are we really selling it right now?
Well, Ryan, you can get your tickets. They're available for $199 for the early bird weekend passes.
I think that's cheap for Bumbershoot, isn't it?
These days.
Yeah, gotcha.
Not like when I was here.
I remember when it was $20.
It was $8 a day. $16 for the whole weekend. Let's go. Hey, as far as weather, 62 degrees. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack. The Daily.